you mentioned that in the Islam essay too, that after Muhammad died, I guess whoever was in charge after him made some revisions to...
Well, it wasn't actually assembled until I think the fourth or fifth caliph, and he was like absolute worst guy who ended up deciding to be the one to sit and write it down. Like, if you're not going to trust a guy, this would be him. Abu Bakr, I would trust. Omar, I would trust maybe to a lesser extent, but you know, Ali would be interesting. I had no idea that Ali, the leader of the Shiite faith, Muhammad's cousin, who the Shiites believe was God, Muhammad's chosen successor, was buried in Iraq. You know, that was great when I found out that you guys. I don't know if you read it. That was a wonderful scene that was in the National Post. Every once in a while, they put something in there where I don't think they understand why they're putting it in, but boy, is it ever interesting. But the American troops in the city, I forget, I think it's Nazira was the one that's got the tomb of Ali, coming down the street to the mosque that is the reputed tomb of Ali, and the Shiites just coming out into the streets,
yes,
and forming like this mob in front of the Americans, and it's like, in the city, yes, in the mosque, no.
And they were prepared to give their lives.
And the U.S. commander said, everybody smile, and all the Americans smiled and went down on one knee.
Turn your guns down.
Turn your guns down. Man, that was an atomic bomb in Islam. That was, they're Shiites. They're all smiling in front of Ali's burial place and going down on one knee? What does that mean for the Sunni? Who are the dominant, you know.
I've never even considered that.
I think whoever came up with it realized it'll be better to just get them to do this. Like, just tell the troops they're going to do it, like, the same way these are the rations you're going to eat tonight. Hey guys, you're all going to go down on one knee in front of the tomb of Ali. Yeah. Oh, all right. And, you know, to just give Islam a big honking thing to think about. I'm not sure where that comes from. I don't know. Then we get into trilateral commission things, and you know, has Christianity, Western Christianity, as epitomized by the United States, decided we're in divide and conquer, let's take the Shiite side. And in certainly the last few conflicts that the Americans have gone into, weighing in on Islam, I think most of the time they've weighed in situations where the Shiites needed help, which is, you know, let's back the weaker force. On the one hand, very conventional political strategy. But on the other hand, sheer explosiveness when it comes to me, you know, God's revelation on earth. Back to you. Matt Fazell in the back. Hey, Matt.